after an outstanding career was ended all too soon by an excruciating and debilitating injury. Ken, along with his wife, Patty, to this day, keeps the faith by maintaining a record of the routine heroism and sacrifice that are part of the lives of all Baltimore police. He keeps the faith by financially and emotionally supporting those police who have fallen on hard times. He also keeps the faith of our injured by helping police who have been injured years before, receives well-deserved recognition for their valor. He keeps the faith through his service to all of us, and through the example he sets by the way he lives his life, he has become an inspiration to many. As retired police, Ken and others' careers are often described as having served with honor. Ken surely embodies that, but more, as he continues to serve with honor. For that, we are recognizing him. A superb investigator and interrogator, Ken spent his own money to learn the scan technique, analyzing speech patterns, manners of expression, and inconsistencies. When he brought this technique to the agency on his first night back to full duty from a shoulder surgery that had him either off duty or on light duty for nearly 3 months, Ken was asked to interview a suspect of a carjacking that was found behind the wheel of the stolen car, matching the description of the suspect down to his clothing and shoes. Ken had him write a statement that, when analyzed, Ken felt a need to talk to the reporting person. He called the victim of the robbery in and had him write a statement. Within minutes of reading that statement, he had confronted the writer and gained a full confession, which freed the man previously arrested for the carjacking. When the major from Central District learned of Ken's clearing a suspect arrested for carjacking, Ken was transferred from patrol to the Major Crimes Unit so he could continue his introduction of this new technique to the department. Ken remained in the Major Crime Unit for the last 10 years of his career, successfully clearing many suspects and convicting others. Not immediately apparent to ferret out the truth while building a rapport with criminal suspects, Ken taught this technique to his fellow police, improving them all. During his lifetime and sterling career, he received no less than 7 Officer of the Year awards, in addition to 3 unit citations, 3 Bronze Stars, 2 Commendation Ribbons, a Police Commissioner's Special Service Ribbon, 15 years of Safe Driving awards, an achievement that brings a smile to his wife Patricia's face, as she has been with him since she was 15 and he was 16 and just learning to drive. Ken also has 2 citations of valor and over 100 letters of commendation. His awards from outside the department include 2 gold records from the recording industry for success in counterfeit/pirate music investigations, a special certificate from the Secret Service, awards from the motion picture industry, a mayor's citation, a Purple Heart, and the Legion of Merit from the Police Officers Hall of Fame, of which he was inducted as a lifetime member. I'm sure we have forgotten some other awards here and there. But what is most important to both Ken, Patty, and his family is the undying respect and gratitude he has earned and continues to earn for what he does now. When his career ended at the beginning of this century, his injuries, agonizingly painful, left him with severe physical limitations, without the ability to walk or to use his left arm, and by the end of this year, they suspect he will lose the use of his right leg also. Still, at the end of the day, while his body might fail, his spirit and loyalty to all of us did not. It has gotten stronger. When Bill Hackley left us to go to the police department in the sky, he left his most prized Baltimore police history website in the hands of Ken. It has become a labor of love. At a time when police endure some of the most hurtful and demeaning of attacks for jobs they took a sacred oath to do, Kenny Driscoll becomes a voice calling out in the wilderness, undaunted and unafraid. Every day brings public attention to the courage and compassion that are the hallmarks of the law enforcement profession. Unsatisfied with all that, he went to Facebook, where he began this day in police history, a place where he respectfully remembers our fallen, those who made the ultimate sacrifice, because he memorializes them, and retired police, for what they were, and are not, as some would denigrate them to, as badge-wearing hooligans, but as what they really are, heroes, although all of them, especially Ken, would avoid the description. It is a place much like the history website that we all rely on and visit every day. Ken, along with Patty, are among our most heroic. Despite a broken back and paralysis, confined to his wheelchair, he and Patty inaugurated the retroactive Citation of Valor program. Not satisfied with that, the website, Baltimore, City Less Than Police, History.com, Facebook, Twitter, and the Police Museum, he also helps seriously injured law enforcement officers deserving of the benefits file for and obtain PSOB benefits. The IACP Police Officers Oath says, on my honor, I will never betray my badge, my integrity, my character, or the public's trust. I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions. Ken Driscoll, throughout his life and continuing career, lives, and embodies that oath. Tonight we honor an individual who has become an inspiration to so many, because just as he did when he was active in the Baltimore Police Department, he puts everyone ahead of himself. For that, we are retiring his badge, Detective Badge Number 550, so that no one will ever wear it again. Congratulations, Detective Kenny Driscoll.